everyone. This is Peter Granich on Monday, January 26th at 7 a.m. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. Recently, I witnessed poor investment psychology that explains why most investors and professionals lose money over time. At this stage in my career, I feel no need to intervene. I remain committed to fulfilling my responsibilities to our planning group clients, and it's been noted that I have, at times, shared resources intended exclusively for their benefit. The action of some, especially in cyberspace, clearly have shown my clients to be correct on that matter. I have heard your feedback and will act accordingly going forward, but I do ask my clients one thing in return. Never, ever again reach out to me about what some anonymous poster on some chat forum claims I said or did, and you didn't hear it from me directly or in any manner. The latest example was a poster claiming I posted on a chat forum called CEO.ca. I don't have an account there. I don't have an account on any chat forum, and neither I nor anyone associated with me post on them. Now on to the markets. I don't know how many times I must keep saying it, but apparently some will never listen. This is not an advisory service of any type, nor is it investment advice. This is simply the perspective of someone who has spent almost 42 years working in and around the financial arena, sharing his experiences and insights with anyone interested in what he observes and does personally. I don't want to repeat myself again. I will say this slowly, and please God, listen fully and not pick and choose what you like hearing and don't. In all my 42 years involved in the financial sector, I have never been as concerned, worried, or even somewhat frightened by national and international economic, social, and political factors as I am by current events. Now, I discuss these openly on my X page, and I'm sorry, but whatever I post there must all be read, watched, and absorbed to fully appreciate what and why I'm doing what I'm doing. Due to last week's events, I decided to sell two of my three remaining equity positions. This isn't about what random people say on chat forums. It's about what the actual source is currently claiming to you now. The decision had nothing to do with company fundamentals. It was all about my personal need to feel more flexible with my assets, particularly because Riverboat Pete was still significantly invested in one stock. Can both companies still do what I felt they could just a week or two ago? Absolutely. But the combination of my personal needs and grave concerns that the metals and mining markets are now very vulnerable to a sharp correction or something worse only added to my desire to take actions that I did. Capiche? This will be the final time I complete this exercise, a point I have communicated clearly on multiple occasions. Some might disagree, but thanks for understanding. While many financial advisors tell clients what they want to hear, I have always expressed my honest opinion regardless of the outcome. Having been a roaring bull on gold from around 1100 and correctly choosing it over silver until last year, when silver briefly went under 30, and I became as bullish on it as gold and even felt it could outperform going forward, I had stated ultimately for me gold could hit 5,000 and silver to 100 as targets. Well, here we are. After seeing and calling for gold to outperform stocks and bonds for over 4 years and silver jumping 233% in just 9 months, I have absolutely no problem stepping aside now. Many people who are now jumping up and down about owning gold and silver have constantly been mistaken when it came to equities and bonds and missed out on their returns, which were valuable at times and we participated in. To me, these folks are broken clock forecasters who, like the clock itself, are right twice a day. This is one of those rare times. Let me finish up gold and silver and speak to copper before moving on to mining shares and junior resource stocks. Below are charts both on gold and silver. I fully concur with this post that states about the technicals. In the meantime, I again remind you I didn't own them for some type of protection during calamity times. If things get much worse Having gold or silver won't be my priority for survival. My only concern will be if I can make it to my parish pew and face whatever is coming looking up at my Lord and Savior on the cross. I also suggested a scale-up selling on the metals, starting now at $5,000 on gold and $100 on silver. That remains a worthy course of action in my book. I remain as bullish on copper as ever, but here too, a significant correction on the back of one in gold and silver must be part of any plan to hold. I will get to stocks and bond market in a moment, but let me first speak, which I know to what a lot of people follow me on. I said if you believe gold is going to 10,000 from here, own a major profitable gold producer instead, and you should end up with a much better return than just the doubling gold bullion itself offers. These gold producers remain like legal printing money machines in terms of free cash flow, but they also will see a sharp downdraft when the inevitable parabolic rise in the metals pops. A scale-up sell program is also a worthy course. On the junior resource side of things, these knuckleheads and wannabes on chat forums think I'm a Benedict Arnold on companies I once spoke so highly on, but now have sold. The two that I most recently sold were both first bought at under a dime. Forgive me for taking a 700% profit at a time when these very same folks don't even have a doubling yet in their own holding of these stocks. And one more reminder is that if you account for all the juniors I've ever spoken about, from when I started again back in 2022, the average net gain now is well over 100% a year on average every year for the last three. Can they go higher? Absolutely. I personally would not buy them now expecting similar gains. Here too, those who own any or all of them should be implementing some sort of exit strategy I've spoken about. This sector has the fastest window shutting of any sector I've ever seen in my 42 years. Those who think this time it's different, good luck. You'll need it. Regarding the U.S. stock market, I have never seen so many potential and real negative factors both here and abroad, yet both the complacency and valuations are at or near record highs. For me, it was run, not walk, as far away as I can. I will use my X page to point them out. Equity index annuities or similar protective ETFs are essential to me. For clients of the planning group, please speak to Bob Farrell. He's a true expert on these products. I continue to focus personally only on T-bills, as despite the belief Trump's new guy at the Fed can perform some magic and dramatically lower interest rate as our debt crisis gets closer and closer to imploding our economy, demands that I do. Interesting times for the U.S. dollar. It died, only they haven't told the patient or its loved ones yet. Now, I've saved the most important part to last. Please, the video below is an absolute must-watch because it's truly what I believe. Now, if you don't agree, I seriously recommend you stop listening. And if you're a client and bothered by it, please feel free to transfer your account. I believe at the end of the day, this video describes exactly where we are. Peace be with you.